Hello, thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. As we live our lives, we will either bring honor or dishonor to ourselves, to our family, and to God. While the world we live in understands honor, honor is not something easily given. It seems like with some, there's a focus on finding any reason to dishonor another person. To find dishonor in social media, all one needs to do is to find a post advocating for or against a political ideal or candidate and read the comments. People who do not know each other often stray from the facts or their opinion and use their comment to dishonor another commenter. Honor, well understood, is not something that seems to be widely practiced or sought. Yet, honor is something the Bible teaches, and in today's study, we will see how honor plays a role in our lives and in our relationship with God and Jesus Christ. Honor is to be given to both God the Father and Jesus Christ, and as we weave through the passages of Scripture, we can easily see this intent. Going to the last book of the Bible, we can read a vision of the throne in heaven with God sitting on the throne, having 24 elders around the throne in a scene that could easily be mistaken for something out of Greek mythology. With the elders wearing gold crowns, wearing white clothes, with fire, lightning, thunder, and all of the accoutrements of the throne, and with four beasts. What we are also told is that both these beasts and the elders gave honor to God. Revelation 4, verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him. They were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. The Bible also shows that from time to time, God gave honor to certain people. Abraham was one of those people who was shown honor when he was told by God that a great nation would descend from him and be a blessing to the world. Genesis 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, and the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Also shown to us through passages are examples of how we can bring dishonor to God, and even those who seem to be the most religious are not removed from this possibility. Let's take the account of Eli, who, according to God, honored his sons above God. What we are shown is that it is possible to incorrectly honor somebody more than God. With Eli, who was very old, he gave honor to his sons more than to God. So we also know that age and experience have nothing to do with correctly giving honor. Honor can either be given or not given by any person of any age. And even those who would seem to know the most about honoring God can fall short. In Eli's case, the lack of honor came through preserving a comfortable lifestyle in retirement, by not appreciating what God was having him do, and by placing his sons in a position of responsibility to maintain that comfortable lifestyle. Because of the lack of honor shown to God, God shared with Eli through a man of God that both of his sons would die and his lineage would cease. A new and faithful priest would be raised up, and any remaining descendants would be begging this new and faithful priest for scraps of bread. 1 Samuel 2, verse 27. And there came a man of God unto Eli, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourself fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, Be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm, and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thine house. Now shall see an enemy in my habitation, in all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thine house forever. And the man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from mine altar, shall be to consume thine eyes, and to grieve thine heart. And all the increase of thine house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be a sign unto thee, that shall come upon thy two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them. And I will raise me up a faithful priest, that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, Put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. Jesus taught that just as we are to honor God, we are to honor Jesus. Those who fail to honor Jesus dishonor God the Father. Jesus links honoring him in part to being resurrected to eternal life, while also showing that honor is more than just an ideal and requires action on our part. That we hear the teachings of Jesus and God the Father, and that we do good. John 5, verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quicketh in whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Jesus also taught that those closest to a person deserving honor tend to show the least amount of honor. He taught that a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. Matthew 13, verse 54. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. God warned the priests during the time of Malachi about the dishonor they had shown him, even though they lived in a land blessed by God. God pointed out that even though within family and work relationships honor is given, honor was lacking from the priests towards God because they offered offerings not in accordance with what they were taught. Instead of using the most healthy and strongest animals, they used the weakest, knowing that if they needed to present a similar gift to a governing official, their gift would be rejected. Malachi 1, verse 1. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord, yet I loved Jacob. And I hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people again whom the Lord hath indignation forever. And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, the Lord will be magnified from the border of Israel. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you. O priests that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor, will he be pleased with thee? Or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts. And now I pray you, beseech God, that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will he regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even as meat, is contemptible. And ye said also, behold, what a weariness it is. And ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye have brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth in sacrifice unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts. My name is dreadful among the heathen. Hebrews shows us that Jesus Christ was made a little lower than the angels as Jesus died for our sins, and yet was crowned with glory and honor. And God did this because, as David reflected, God was for some reason mindful of man. While Hebrews directs the focus of glory and honor in Jesus Christ, it also indirectly focuses glory and honor on God the Father. Hebrews 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put into subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. To the Romans, Paul wrote that instead of judging others, knowing it is God's prerogative to forgive sin, we should remember that God will bring honor to those who do good, who seek eternal life, who seek God's righteousness and the kingdom of God. Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same thing. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish, upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Paul also shared with them the concept to be subject to government, understanding that ultimately God controls who's in power, even giving honor to whom honor is due. Romans 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. The fifth commandment directs us to honor our parents. While not directly told how to go about honoring our parents, we are told by honoring our parents, it will prolong our life. So respecting and responding to the lifetime of wisdom parents have accumulated is just one way we honor our parents, especially when we come to realize that their sacrifice and commitment, directly and positively impacted each of our lives. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Through Psalms, we are told to honor God and to glorify Him through praise. All that we see and all that we have is a blessing from God. Let's read Psalm 66, starting with verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Psalms also show us that we are to live our lives reflecting the hope of salvation we have been given and living our lives in such a way that all who do not know God will become aware of God's majesty. We are to honor God by giving glory and strength to God through our worship and devotion to God. Psalm 96, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name, show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Proverbs teaches us to trust in God and not ourselves, honoring God with what we have been given. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Wisdom and understanding are linked to honor in our personal life. We are taught that wisdom and understanding are more valuable than precious metals and gems. Proverbs 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Though wisdom people give and receive counsel, acquiring understanding and strength. Through wisdom, people move into leadership positions and focus on doing what is right and just. Wisdom is accompanied by true riches and honor for those who follow the path of righteousness. Proverbs 8, verse 14. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles and even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. We are shown of the wisdom to be slow to wrath, basing our decisions in soundness of mind, and that if we oppress those who are poor, we dishonor God. And as we have mercy on the poor, we honor God. Knowing this will bring us hope as we face our own mortality. Proverbs 14, verse 29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Honor is born from a place of humility and is linked to honoring God as we study the righteousness of God, as we live our lives as God intends us to live. Proverbs 15, verse 28. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despises his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Humility is the foundation of honor, just as pride is the foundation of destruction. Humility and honor will lead us to fully understand the situations of our life before responding rashly, knowing that our rash actions can bring harm to others. Proverbs 18, verse 12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answereth the matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? If we seek honor in our life, we must seek righteousness, the righteousness of God and the kingdom of God in all we do. With that priority, we will not only find righteousness, we will find life and honor. We will seek righteousness and not revenge in our life, knowing honor will be the result in our life. Proverbs 21, verse 20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. What we get in life is based on how we approach life. And instead of focusing attention on what is physical in life, we will be best served to focus on what is spiritual in life, knowing that when we seek first God's righteousness and the kingdom of God, we will reap the true riches and be blessed with honor and life. Proverbs 22, verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Honor is not fitting for a fool and is deserving of those who pursue wisdom. In our life, we will encounter many foolish people. We are not to become like the fools in our life, nor are we to ignore the fools in our life. Proverbs 26, verse 1. As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. We honor God, understanding that the Spirit of God has been given to us. In giving us the Holy Spirit, God showed honor to us. We must maintain honor to God and the honor showed to us by not allowing ourselves to be destroyed through worldly wisdom that has nothing to do with God. We are not to dishonor God and Jesus as Eli dishonored God by focusing on people more than God. In everything we do, we are to honor God, knowing that we are the temple of God as the Holy Spirit resides in us. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. We honor God and Jesus Christ by living the life they would expect us to live. A life based on spiritual fruit that is based in love, giving thanks for all that is given to us, and giving thanks for all that we can do. Colossians 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We honor God and Jesus by living our life, knowing that it belongs not to us, but to them. We must be willing to lose our life in service to God and Jesus Christ, honoring them through our spiritual growth and development. As we honor God and Jesus Christ, we will be honored by them. John 12, verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." Fools are not deserving of honor, and we have not been called to be fools. We are to live our lives worthy of honor by doing what God and Jesus Christ would expect of us as we spiritually grow and develop, knowing that honor is to first be given to them through how we live our lives. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.